Call the Conference Committee on House Bill 211C to order, and I will open a work session on House Bill 211C. Turns out the House rules require the only actions that a Conference Committee take to deal with is differences between the two bills. And since there are no differences between the two bills under House rules, I think it is safe to say a Conference Committee was formed when the House refused to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill 211C. After some consideration, it's been decided to concur in the Senate amendments dated May 17th, May 25th, and to repass the bill. Representative Thompson? Senator Moss Anderson.
That's
what I'm used to.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 17th and May 25th and that the bill be repassed.
Senator Moss Anderson moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 17th and May 25th and that the bill be repassed. Discussion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like Robert Taylor, if it is your desire, to come forward and explain. We had a couple of amendments that were really good amendments, and why the problem resulted as it was, and to explain the difficulty of putting an amendment that's evidently not germane to the bill.
I would like that very much. I say this is my first opportunity to meet you.
This chair is a pretty good guy.
Well, if it comes from you, I have to.
I'm probably shouldn't have said anything. I'm sorry, Robert.
Co-Chair Greenlick, Co-Chair Thompson, members of the committee, my name is Robert Taylor. I'm the Secretary of the Oregon State Senate. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you. The issue, as explained by Co-Chair Greenlick, was correct, that the version of the bill passed by the House was identical to the version passed by the Senate in material respects. And there was a discrepancy in the summary, but in material respects, they were identical. The reason that this conference committee was convened was because the House passed a dash A version of the bill. It went over to the Senate. The Senate adopted an amendment, became the dash B version. The Senate sent that dash B version to the floor, but then re-referred the bill back to committee. The bill was then amended in committee again to a C version. The C version returned the bill to the A version that was passed by the House. Then the Senate passed the C version and sent it to the House.
Now I'd like to hear you explain what happened then.
What happened then was the House received the bill, saw that it sent an A version to the Senate, and the Senate sent back a C version. And so I believe that the House thought that was different versions of the bill, and that's why it was scheduled for concurrence. And then I think on the House floor, Representative Co-Chair Greenlick carried the bill and explained that history behind the measure as I've just described it. And then the House decided not to concur in those amendments, at which point the next automatic step is the appointment of this conference committee. And that's why we're here. And then when you convene the conference committee, the question under both under the Senate rules and the House rule both say that the conference committee can only consider amendments that are within the scope of the differences. And that's where Co-Chair Greenlick described this issue, as I understand the co-chair, and the chief clerk may have a view on this as well, but the way the chief clerk, or the way that co-chair explained it, is consistent with the Senate's understanding of that rule, which is, in this case, if you compare the A version and the C version, There is no difference on the face of those bills. There's no daylight between them, so there'd be no scope of the differences for the conference committee to address.
But I suppose theoretically we could refuse to do that and kill the bill by not. I mean, I'm sure we had no intention of doing that.
He's having a heart attack.
We ended up not sending a concurrence motion.
There's no requirement that the conference committee agree. And so it is possible that the conference committee could leave here today and not agree on a recommendation to coming out of this committee, in which case that bill would be at the desk upon adjournment.
Ms. Chair, I do believe
I do believe
that if a conference committee cannot come to resolution, it is within the power of the presiding officers to create another conference committee to deal with the issue.
At least under the Senate rules, the president must appoint a conference committee the first time. If that conference committee fails to agree, then the president has discretion
whether
to appoint a second conference committee.
We could do that.
We knew.
Come on, we have a full house. Does she want the chair?
Please.
I'm about to get spanked. Let's stand at ease.
This is how we find out what
Mr. Secretary, thank you for your testimony. Apparently, there's not unanimity on that opinion, that there is also the opinion, having been checked with counsel as well, that by moving a bill to the floor, it created a new bill, and therefore there is the possibility for us. I think we've decided not to, and we have a motion on the floor, but it is the possibility for us to have considered an amendment inside the scope between the A and the B, or between the B and the C version. Just want to put that on the record, and maybe we'll find a way to clarify that in the future, but it's not where we intend to go at the moment.
I think this is a somewhat unique situation.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen every session. I don't ever remember it happening before.
No, I don't either.
And we have a motion on the floor. Representative Bailey, do you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just want to express my thanks to the members of this committee, particularly to the Senator for her, Senate Chair for her work on this in the Senate and her willingness to open up the process to consideration of what I think were some pretty important amendments around prevention of teen dating violence and around healthy teen relationships. And I'm very appreciative that we've been able to have this discussion and look forward to continuing to have the discussion in February and addressing what I think is a very critical issue. Also very grateful to the co-chairs of the House side for their interest and willingness and also continuing it, and to my colleague from the great city of Gresham and Troutdale and other places, I believe, for his for his work on not only the portions relating to teen dating violence, but also on, I think, what is also a very critical issue of due process that we will need to address going forward as well.
Yeah, thank you. It's quite a pleasure to sit on a committee with my senator, and I think it's a testament to Representative Bailey that he could flip enough votes on the House floor when most of us didn't know it was coming to send us here today. And I say that with a smile, but also with a great deal of admiration. And I approached the representatives on the committee here to discuss some of the no votes on the original bill, and obviously, we're not able to fix those issues here today, but I want to make a clear record. There are emergency powers to isolate and quarantine groups of people in this bill. And as part of that those emergency powers, the follow-up is sending notices and allowing those people to petition the court later for redress and reconsideration. But there's no provisions here for the legislative branch to get back involved later on. And I know with certainty that lack of follow-up back to the legislative branch in what could be a catastrophic, extraordinary circumstance is the cause of many of the no votes on the original bill on the House floor. And so I had hoped to take this opportunity to try and find a way to resolve that, to bring more yes votes to the table on the House side. And we can't do that, or we're choosing not to for a whole lot of reasons, but I'm certainly willing to move this to the floor, and it doesn't make this a bad bill lacking those things, but I hope to be able to readdress those issues at a later date so that all three branches are involved very closely in what could be potentially a catastrophic situation. Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Yeah, you're not talking about a single case.
The concern was the groups. The group of people, which is provided individuals or a group of individuals, can be isolated, and that was the concern for many of us.
Okay. Any comments from?
Yes. And you know, thank you, Mr. Chair. I find it very valuable that these issues, that the process worked the way it did. Because we did not have a teen dating violence bill on our side, so we were able to be educated on that, not to the extent that I would have liked, which will happen in 2012, I know, probably another version of 2438, House Bill 2438. And then I hadn't even thought about due process on this. Being in public health, you know, we're mostly interested in a TB case that we have to quarantine, a measles outbreak, we have to quarantine. But for groups, this is just a discussion that I think public health needs to have with us also on that process. So I just wanted to put that on the record that this will be good discussion in 2012.
Senator?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. And Senator Morris Anderson refers TB outbreaks, which we have had in the state and in rural areas and in somewhat transient populations. Mm-hmm. And the ability to react quickly is really important. As far as the legislative oversight, I would suggest, Representative, we've got oversight over any agency we want to. All we have to do is do it. So I think we can keep track of what the performance standards are.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Those are the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 17th and May 25th, and that the bill be repassed. Will say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And we are adjourned.
You need a House carrier.
A House carrier.
Somebody on the House side. The Senate doesn't need to carry the bill again.
Yeah. Let's have Representative Bailey carry it. So maybe we stay out of trouble.
Okay. You didn't have very good luck, did you?
No, I didn't. I said, well, I think he should vote yes. But that wasn't a very strong statement. We are adjourned. And thank you, Mr. Taylor.